All the way from Studio 312 in the beautiful Tularosa Basin in southern New Mexico, it's that gentleman known across the country and various parts of Europe as the man who brings back the nickel soda pop. The man who, with the sideburns and the endless supply of the most sincerest smiles, your friend and mine, Jason Kirkman. And he's here, right now, on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, look who's here. Howdy, friends and neighbors. Pour yourself a glass of ice-cold tea or a nice cold soda pop or whatever your refreshing pleasure might be and pull up a chair. The fun's about to begin. I am coming to you from Studio 312, as Mike said, right here in southern New Mexico where the women bat their eyes and, well, the men look twice. Let's get started with all the fun right here on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'd know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68.
That was Johnny Cash with One Piece at a Time. Here's Johnny Rivers with Secret Agent Man.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. Beware of pretty faces that you find. Pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you'll give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. Slip while kissing persuasive lips. The odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
The great martial arts expert and actor Bruce Lee once said, "Always be yourself, express yourself, have faith in yourself. Do not go out and look for a successful personality and duplicate it."
Oh, oh, oh. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them. Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip and a kicking from the hip, everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Hey, yeah. But they fought with expert timing. There was Funky Billy Chin and Little Sammy Chong. He said,
was Carl Douglas with Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting. New Hampshire State Police laid down spiked stop sticks in November to slow down a fleeing Joshua Buzza, age 37, near Greenland, New Hampshire. Buzza was apprehended, but not before he managed to avoid the sticks while goading the drivers of three squad cars behind him to run over them, flattening, of course, numerous tires.
And now, Toby Reed, with a word to something that is really a matter of life and death. And that is, Toby?
A blowout, Walter.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a blowout in one of the tires on your automobile. Did you ever stop to think that if you're driving at today's top speed of 35 miles an hour and the blowout swerves your car into an oncoming truck, which travels at the same speed, the resulting crash has a force of 70 miles an hour. Now, that's enough to double you right over the steering wheel and push the engine through the dash. Yet there is actually no need for a blowout to throw your car out of control. Not if the car is equipped with Goodyear lifeguards. For the lifeguard is an inner tire, a two-ply safety tire within a tube. It replaces the conventional inner tube, and if your outer tire and tube blow, the inner tire of the lifeguard remains inflated, holds the car steady so you can come to a sure, safe stop. That's the kind of blowout protection your family needs, and such sure protection it is that never once has a lifeguard been reported to fail. Never once. Think it over. Ask your Goodyear dealer if he has any of the few lifeguards now available. If so, equip your car with lifeguards, which are now ration free. For remember, when your tire blows out, the Goodyear lifeguard never lets you down.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
That was the Shangri-Las with Leader of the Pack. Here's Sugar Pie DeSanto with Mama Didn't Raise No Fools.
Stubborn as a country.
you. I'd rather be free than have you cheating on me, 'cause mama didn't raise no fool.
Save me, children.
Mama didn't raise no fool.
I need to tell you that
mama didn't raise no fool.
I wanna sing it out loud. I know that I'm proud,
but mama didn't raise no fool.
A playboy like you, 'cause mama didn't raise no fool.
Tell it to them,
mama didn't raise no fool.
No, 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 no,
mama didn't raise no fool.
I wanna sing it out loud. I know that I'm proud,
'cause mama didn't raise no fool.
Oh, you say with the click, you try to get slick, you go before. Mama didn't raise no fool.
Mama didn't raise no fool.
No, mama didn't
mama
raise
didn't
no fool.
Raise no fool.
Don't you know that
mama
you can't
didn't
have
raise
it?
No fool.
You still love
mama
me.
Mama didn't raise no fool.
She didn't
mama
raise
didn't
no fool.
I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirtman Show. I've said it before, and I will continue to say it. You have no idea how much I enjoy putting this program together for you. And I'd also like to thank all of the stations that carry the Jason Kirtman Show. And I'd like you to check out their websites by going to my website at jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. And clicking all of the links that go to the stations on the upper left-hand side of the homepage. While you're there, of course, don't forget to check out the blog. Send me an email. Let me know how much you're enjoying the Jason Kirtman Show.
I got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I got your picture, he's got you. I got your record that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got the record, he's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? I really don't know, but I know it won't let me be. I got your class ring that proves you care, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, or the only thing new, I got these little things, he's got you. I got your memory, or has it got me? I really don't know, but I know it won't let me be. I got your class ring that proved you'd care, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I got these little things, he's got you.
That was Dean Martin with He's Got You. Here's Mr. Jerry Reed with Take a Walk.
I leaving my woman. And I know what's going on in the back of your mind. So you better do yourself a big favor and hear me closely. Cause, fella, I'm just gonna tell you this one time. You better take a walk, son. Stop looking at my home. You better go and find yourself another chick someplace. Yes, you better take a walk, boy. Stop eyeing my pride and my joy. Or I'm gonna make a few changes in your face. You think I don't know what you've been thinking? That you'd like take my woman away from me. But she's mine and she's gonna stay that way forever. And you ain't gonna take nothing but the time to leave. Tell him you're tired. In your head, son, you better use it and try to talk your feet into moving you out of this town. Cause if you keep trying to push yourself off on my woman, you might just wind up pushing little daisies up from the ground. Yeah. So you better take a walk, son. Stop looking at my woman. Another chick someplace. Yes, you better take a walk, boy. Stop eyeing my pride and my joy. I'm gonna make a few changes in your face. Tell if you talk.
It was Franklin Roosevelt who once said, "Happiness lies in the joy of achievement and the thrill of creative effort." Here's Sam Cooke with Frankie and Johnny.
Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. At least that's the way the story goes. Frankie bought everything for Johnny, from his sports car to his Ivy League clothes. Oh, he was a man, all right. Oh, but he was doing a wrong. Just to show you what can happen, a friend came running to Frankie, said, "You know, I wouldn't tell you no lie. I saw your man riding in his Jaguar with a chick named Nellie Bly. Oh, and if he was your man, honey, let me tell you, he was doing you wrong. Let me tell the story. Frankie ran around the corner and peeped in a swinging place. And there she saw Johnny with the woman. He had his arm around her waist. Oh, he was a man, all right. But Frankie could see that he was doing her wrong. And oh, let me tell you, Frankie reached down in a pocketbook and up with a long 44. She shot once, twice, three times, and Johnny fell on the hardwood floor. Oh, he was a man, all right, but she shot him because she was doing her wrong. But the last thing he told her was, "Frankie, you know I love you. Why? Was telling her about you, Frankie. You know I love you, Frankie. You know that I love you, yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Frankie, you know good and well that I love you, Frankie.
Once again, it's time for me to head out the door. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station right here on the Jason Kirtman Show. Don't forget to check out my website at jasonkirtman.com. I'm going to leave you now with Elvis Presley's Don't Leave Me Now. You see what I did there?
Don't leave me now. If you should say we're through,
don't say we're through.
Don't break my heart.
Don't break my heart.
This heart that loves you, that just means nothing for me. If you.
The Jason Kirtman Show is produced in southern New Mexico. Consider visiting us right here in beautiful New Mexico, the land of enchantment. We'll show you around and introduce you to exciting new things. For more information, visit alamogordo.com, cloudcroft.com, or newmexico.org. All of these sites are linked at my website at jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. The Jason Kirtman Show is underwritten by today's FullerBrush.com, an American tradition. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.